planning a fly tour from Germany today? Don't. The Board of Airline Representatives in Germany warns the German travel and tourism industry, appealing to those 25,000 Verdi Union members in the aviation industry in Germany to think twice about another strike on Thursday. In countless strikes involving national rail, regional transportation, and aviation, Germany has moved from one of the most reliable countries in the world to not only being unreliable, but unpredictable when it comes to public transport of any sort. Except in the German state of Bavaria, 200 airline passengers planning to fly to, from, within, or through German airports such as Frankfurt, Berlin, Dusseldorf, Cologne, Hamburg, Hanover better don't try. New strikes will prevent more than 1,100 flights from taking off or landing at most German airports on Thursday. Transport workers don't seem to care and rather stay home instead of show up for work. The German labor union Verdi is continuing its power play, hurting Germany's travel, tourism, and transportation industry again. This time public workers and security staff at airports are putting pressure on the government to get higher wages for themselves. Michael Hoppe, chairman and executive director of BAREG, the Association of National and International Airlines in Germany, says. The appeal to 25,000 workers to strike and cripple aviation in Germany is not in proportion. He feels salary conflicts should be settled in negotiation and not on the backs of the traveling public. In addition, the infrastructure of important industries in Germany may often also come to a still stand. Such a strike will create economic hardship for many, including international trade and commerce. With increasing lease fees in Germany, the situation is getting worse when such strikes occur. Hoppe appeals to all parties to sit down again in good faith, and for the good of the German economy.